It's Weekend Edition on Michigan Radio. Good morning. I'm Rena Miller, and joining us now is our political analyst, Jack Lessenberry, with a look at some of the top regional news stories of the week. The House passed a bill that Republicans say is meant to protect people from government interference with their religious beliefs. The Democrats call it something else. What would this bill do, Jack?
Well, it's called the Religious Freedom Restoration Act, and it depends on who you're talking to. Now, Jace Bolger, the outgoing Speaker of the House, who says that this bill would, for example, preserve the right of a Jewish person to wear a yarmulke anywhere that they want to. But Democrats are afraid, and other people are afraid, that it would be a license for discrimination, that, for example, a baker who didn't want to bake a cake for a gay wedding wouldn't have to, or even worse, somebody could refuse to serve somebody because they were gay, or maybe even get rid of an employee who was unmarried and pregnant. This is a very problematic bill. Most people weren't aware that we lacked religious freedom and needed it restored, but the original idea of this bill is that it would be passed along with adding protection for gay Michiganders to the Elliot Larson Civil Rights Act, but that second part isn't happening, and so if anything, there's a feeling that this bill, if it's passed by the Senate and if it's signed by the governor, may make life more difficult for Michiganders who are not heterosexual.
Well, the State House also approved a bill this week that would revoke welfare payments from people who fail drug tests. We've been here before, haven't we, Jack? Why does it keep coming around?
Well, there's a certain number of people who they may deny it, but there's a certain faction of people who want to punish people who are on welfare. I think there should be a stigma about this, and so they want to drug test them. This has been ruled, a similar bill a few years ago was ruled unconstitutional, and even the proponents of this bill admit that the testing would cost the state more money than they likely save by kicking some people off of benefits, but they still want to do it. It's not clear again whether this thing in the lame duck session will pass both houses and be signed by the governor, and it's much less clear whether this is a good idea. For example, you have to wonder about the dependence of somebody who might lose their benefits, but these things keep coming around.
Gas prices hit $2.50 a gallon in Michigan this week. It's such a dramatic difference from not that long ago. But do you think we can bank on this to stick around for a while, Jack?
I don't know, Rena. I'm so old I can remember when gas was 29.9 cents a gallon. But it's sort of an unexpected benefit. The one thing we know for sure is that gas prices constantly fluctuate and change. And the odd, interesting little thing about this is that the House of Representatives' bill to get more money for the roads, if gas prices are this low, it actually wouldn't produce much money for the roads. It also might hurt funding for the schools, as I understand it. But my guess is that they're unlikely to stay this low forever. But again, whoever thought we'd see gas prices under $3 a gallon? Merry Christmas.
And same to you. Thanks, Jack. Have a great weekend.
You too.